Abby. Thank you. Good evening, folks. I'm Wayne Henderson, and this is a little bit out of my line of work, but I'm going to try to be your MC for tonight. And you'll bear with me, I'll do the best I can. And we got a couple of announcements here. Got to get these cards turned the right way. Would rather you wouldn't do any videotaping and photographs and recording during the concerts and all that stuff, because all the musicians going to be playing here tonight. They have the Augusta store will have a really nice buffet of music spread out here, and have all their CDs and tapes and things for you to get at intermission and the end of the show. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking here because I'm not too good at that. I don't know what's happened here. Flawn, I asked him about all this powder and said this was a crime scene of some kind. And the FBI has been in here dusting for fingerprints, and they say the entire audience are under suspect. So what I'd like to do is make you as nervous as I am here tonight. So, you see all this white dust here, you know. The first fellow we're going to have out here tonight, I met back in about mid-70s. I know when I first started coming to Augusta, he was here, and he's a wonderful person and just one of the best musicians that there is. He just won the West Virginia Folk Festival Fiddler and Banjo Contest just recently, and I know he's just been back out in Fiddle Tunes Festival out in Port Townsend, Washington this last week, he's just a wonderful fiddler, and you all know what a great musician he is, and he's works in the Augusta office and helps run this wonderful establishment here that we all love to come back to every year. And I'm going to just introduce him. You know what a great musician he is. I'm going to introduce him as one of the best of a fine country gentleman, Mr. Jerry Mills.
Gonna have to tell Wayne about that liars contest we had at the festival. Well, it's an honor to be the first performer at the first concert, I guess, in the new century, huh? I'm gonna start off with a couple of fiddle tunes from an old fella from down Webster County, West Virginia. And the first one is, it's kind of a tune that might be good for all you non-fiddlers to remember throughout Augusta. There'll be hundreds of fiddlers here, and this little tune is about how you should treat those fiddlers. It's dance all night with a bottle in your hand, and just before day, give the fiddler a dram. Thank you. And here's one everybody knows. So I paid $5 for an old blind horse. Well, he wouldn't go forward and he wouldn't stand still. He jumped up and down like an old sawmill. It swung and it hit her on the jaw. She rattled out a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Came to this area in 1975, I met a whole load of banjo players up the valley from here, up around Mill Creek and Huttonsville. I've been teaching a banjo class this week, so it's got me thinking a lot about some of those old players. There was about 10 good old-time banjo players between these two little towns about 15, 17 miles up the valley here. Actually, one of them who I got to know really well and learned a lot of tunes off of, and we're playing some of those tunes this week, so I've been thinking about this fellow, but he was a wonderful singer as well. I thought I'd sing something that I learned from him. His name is Kearns Hammonds. Sam Bass was born in Indiana, it being his native home. At the tender age of 17, young Sam went out to roam. He went down to Texas, a cowboy for to be. A more tender-hearted fellow you'll scarcely ever see. Sam used to deal in race stock, one called the Denton Mare. He matched her in the scrub races, and he took her to the fair. Sam used to coin the money and spend it just as free. And he always had good whiskey wherever he might be. Sam left the Collins Ranch in the merry month of May with a herd of Texas cattle, the Black Hills for to see. Sold out in Custer City and then got on a spree. A harder set of cowpokes you'll scarcely ever see. On their way back to Texas, they robbed the UP train. And then split up in couples, and they started out again. Joe Collins and his partner were overtaken soon. And with their hard-earned money, they had to meet their doom. Sam made it back to Texas, all right, side up with care. Went to the town of Denton with all his friends to share. Sam's life was short in Texas, three robberies did he do. He robbed all the express trains and the mail cars too. Sam met his fate at Round Rock, July the 21st. They pierced poor Sam with rifle balls and they emptied out his purse. Poor Sam now is a corpse and 6 feet under clay. And Jim Jackson's in the bushes still trying to get away. Jim had borrowed Sam's good gold and he did not want to pay. The only chance he saw was to give poor Sam away. He sold out Sam and Barnes and left their friends to mourn. But what a scorching Jim will get when Gabriel blows his horn. Well, that man, he sang a lot, and he played a lot, too, on the banjo. And he played this one, which is probably one of the, most popular old-time banjo tunes there ever was. Wish I had a needle and thread, fine as I could sew a little shady to my back, down that river I'd go. Well, as Wayne said, I've been around Augusta for a long time, and I think I've been here every year since 1975, which seems impossible to me because those years have just flown by. And I just realized the other day that I've been playing the banjo for 40 years. And that was kind of a scary thought, too. But when I learned to play, I was lucky enough to live and know an old black man who played the banjo. And, old-time music, like lots of other forms of American music, is kind of this blend of European and African influences. And, of course, the banjo is an African instrument, and old-time music has a lot of African influences in it besides the banjo, the rhythms and whatnot. and just about every form of American music, whether it's jazz or Cajun or whatever, rock or whatever, is some sort of blend of this European and African mixture. And it's what makes American music a special thing all around the world. People look to American music styles as being really good. But this old man that played the banjo, he played in the clawhammer style, and he is a real soulful old man. He was born in 1888, and he'd play banjo and he'd sing kind of real bluesy lyrics like, "Some call me Loafin' John, but I ain't gonna loaf no more," and stuff like that. Bread molasses, I just want some of mine. And he'd just play along. Well, after I got to West Virginia in the early 70s, I met a lady down in Greenbrier County who played the banjo, and she played some tunes that she'd learned from some former slaves back when she was a little girl. And we don't have many black folks who play banjo anymore for all kinds of reasons, but we do know about some of the music they played when they did. And this one's called the Greenbrier River. And I think I better get my banjo in tune first. Banjo class this week has been giving me a lot of grief because I'm making them tune the banjos all over the place. And here's one class that you haven't heard yet, but get this one in your head. We're going to learn this tune tomorrow. There was another old banjo player up the valley here who taught me how to get the banjo in tune to play Mushrat. So this is that tune called Mushrat. Thank you.
crow, it makes you fly so low. I'm gonna get my old shotgun. You won't fly no more. You won't fly no more.
Jerry Milne, wouldn't he be great? Well, I've got another little announcement to make here. They have the silent auction that goes on, and the items are up for bid and on display out in the auditorium lobby. And the bidding will be continued till the end of the concert on Thursday. So if you're going to get there and buy some of those items, you know, I don't know what they got. I looked around down there looking for a 30s D28 herringbone or something. They might have one. I don't know. And we got a little bit of a longer setup going here, and so I got to think of something to say for a while. And I might tell you a little story about my little hometown where I live down in Rugby, Virginia. There's only 7 people live there. There ain't much to say about a place that size, but we got one old farmer that lives down there, had 3 sons, and he was out doing the chores up in the barn lot one day, and that oldest son is getting about 16. He ran up to his dad and said, "Dad, how about, I'm getting 16 years old now, and I think it's about time I was getting me a car." And he said, "Son, let me tell you what, you see right over beside of that barn, see that big John Deere tractor sitting over there? Said, as soon as we get that thing paid for, we'll talk about getting you a car." So that was okay. And he had another son, a middle-sized son. He ran up to his dad and said, "Pops, you know, if I had me a four-wheeler or a motorcycle, I'd be a lot of help around the farm here. Don't you think it's about time I was getting one?" He said, "Son, I tell you what," said, "you would be a lot of help if we had you a four-wheeler, and we'll talk about getting you one, but we can't till that big John Deere tractor is paid for." And so he had a littler son. And he ran up to him, same deal, you know. "Dad, I'm 7 years old now, and I think I could ride a bicycle if I had one." And he told him the same tale, "Son, we'll talk about getting you a bicycle as soon as we get the tractor paid for." And about the time while those two were talking there, an old chicken hen came running across the barn lot there with the rooster right behind her. Y'all know about that deal. I hope he's raised on a farm. Anyway, that rooster caught that old hen right in front of the old man and the young kid there and jumped up on top of her, and that young kid kicked that rooster 14 feet across the fence over there and said, "They don't nobody ride around here till the John Deere's paid for." That's the tale for tonight. We don't want to mess up. I don't want to get in any big trouble, you know. the next group we got coming up, I'm going to introduce the leader of the bunch and let him introduce the rest of the folks. He's got a hot shot band coming out with him tonight. And the first time I ever met Ira, I've been coming up here for a long time, and I used to do a guitar building workshop, and they'd let me pick a concert once in a while anyway, and it was down at the Senior Citizen Center down in town one time, and Michael Klein was helping me do that little guitar picking workshop or a concert one night. He said, "We've got this fellow back here that dances, and we'll get him to do one." And I said, "That sounds good. We can do that." And Ira came out, and he started dancing over. Now, I come from the neck of the woods down there where old-time music runs rampant, you know, and there's dancers of great degree down there and everything. And when I came out there and started dancing, I had never in my life seen anything like it. I've seen, dancers, but he's one of them that you read about but seldom ever see, I think. And he's going to come out, and he's got a great band backing him up. And people to have a set of feet that have wonderful sounding instruments, as you've ever heard. He's a master at his art. So make welcome Ira Bernstein.
Dirk wanted me to mention I brought my bon ami because it's Cajun week. It's actually my... Thank you, guys. It's actually my magic dancing powder, so if you see some smoke coming up, you're getting clean with everyone else. Well, this is just a wonderful opportunity for me. One of the great things about coming to Augusta is meeting up with old friends, sometimes people I've known for as long as I've been involved in traditional music. And tonight is a wonderful example of that. I've invited some friends of mine, all of whom I've known for, I'd say, all of them at least 15 years, some bordering more on 20 years, which is, like I said, just about as long as I've been involved in traditional music, or almost. And all in introduce everybody as we go along, but the first style of percussive step dancing I got involved with was the American style of clogging, and specifically I dance a flat-footed style, Appalachian flat-footing. So that's where I'd like to begin the set, sort of at home, the Southern Appalachians. So some good old-time music and some steps to go with it. Only thing I'd ask is that you realize that the dance itself is percussion that accompanies and expresses the music. So if you see something you like, feel free to applaud. But don't clap to the music. There is a difference. And the latter comes with a penalty. The first comes with encouragement.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup. How many of the Cajun Week people are here? I say again, merci beaucoup. And for those who don't understand, thank you. That was fun. And we're going to see those guys again. I'll introduce them the next time around. But that's, I'll tell you, that tune as well as that sound is old home for me. That certainly felt like home. Fortune, great Galax, Round Peak area tune. And I'm going to keep the dance style as well as the music style Southern, though change the flavor a little bit within the Southern region, and ask Dirk to play a more blues interpretation of a fiddle tune, something that sort of crosses the boundaries between blues and old-time fiddle tunes. And I'm going to do some buck dancing to a solo banjo. And the style of buck dancing that I dance is a mixture of what's considered the early style of tap buck dancing. I've been very fortunate in my life to meet and become friends with many of the great old-time jazz tap dancers, the rhythm tap dancers, people like Honey Coles and Chuck Green, Jimmy Slide, Buster Brown, Eddie Brown, and Steve Kondos. And a lot of the old-time tap dancers who've passed away, actually, in the past 10 or 15 years, either talk or talked about that when they were youngsters, and many of them came from up south, up from the south, they talked about when they first got into it, they used to do buck dancing. And it was really those early buck dancers when they moved north and they moved into more urban settings and situations, and when they moved into more jazz settings, they evolved and developed the early buck dancing into what's considered rhythm tap or jazz tap. But they were buck dancers, and they used to do time steps, and some of the real basic elementary tap stuff is really buck dancing. And then there were those people who didn't move, people like Friz Holloway and John D. Holman and Al Jamay Hinton, people who are still southern and rural and dancing that old style traditional buck dance style of step dancing. So I'd like to portray that a little bit, and it's some stuff I've learned from a lot of different sources, but I hope you like it. A little bit different from what we just did, but still a southern Appalachian form of step dance, some buck dancing. Thank you. Thank you much. So, as I mentioned leading into the buck dance, that it's related to what's considered rhythm tap dancing. It's considered sort of an early, an infant form of the modern, very complex rhythm tap dancing. So I'd like to sort of extend the buck dance and do a rhythm tap dance, a jazz tap dance. And for folks involved in this style of movement and music and dance, jazz tap dancing is not jazz dance. It's not sort of theatrical jazz movement with the addition of taps. But jazz tap to a rhythm dancer is dancing as a jazz percussionist, dancing as a jazz instrumentalist, where you're part of the music, not just dancing to it, but where the percussive line is the emphasis and the primary concern of the dancer. Very different from sort of a dancer who adds feet. Of course, a rhythm dancer does things for visual effect, and we certainly hope that it looks nice, and it's a concern of ours. But the primary concern is that the percussive rhythmic line makes sense musically. So do we have any? I'm sure we've got some jazz fans. I wouldn't have it. We don't have Jazz Week here, but we have plenty of people who understand this. So I'll just get into it. We're going to use an original tune by Mr. Dirk Powell. Dirk, what's the name of this waltz?
Irina's Waltz.
And Dirk and Mr. Kevin Wimmer have been nice enough to work it out with me. So we're going to do a little bit of a jazz waltz, and we certainly hope you enjoy it.